You're listening to New Churches Podcast, a production of Send Network on newchurches.com. We discuss all things church planting. If you're looking to take your next step toward multiplication, you're in the right place. newchurches.com provides relevant and reliable resources for church planters, church multipliers, and disciple makers. Our growing library features pastors, planters, and church leaders like Ed Stetzer, David Platt, Trillia Newbell, Christine Hoover, Dahati Lewis, Trevin Wax, and many others.
And we're actually back. You know, normally we space these episodes out, but the conversation with Todd Atkins was so interesting last week, which is, I'm not saying that's an unusual experience, that it was interesting, Todd, because, but again, just remind everybody, Todd, long-term friend of the podcast, has hosted, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And Todd's kind of like the leadership guy. Like, he's got this, what are your other podcasts out there?
So we did New Churches for a while. We did One Question, and that was with Daniel M. We tried after it was me, Ed, and Daniel to carry on the torch. And, you know, we just, at the end of the day, just wasn't the same, Ed.
It wasn't. But the questions
were about a year.
Yeah.
And it was a similar format in that it was one topic, but it was one question. It was like a one and done thing. And I still do. Five leadership questions.
Yep. Which people love five leadership questions.
Well, it's been around for a long, long time. Yeah. So I think that's it's just one of the old. We were lucky enough to start in between. You know, podcasts were a big thing, and then podcasts weren't a big thing. We started one. Podcasts became a big thing again, and now who knows? Who knows where podcasts are these days? But I do know that a lot of people started them during COVID, and then also ended them during COVID. So
right. It's true. A lot of podcasts were killed during that time. So, and I should say too, some of my people at my Stetzer New Churches podcast, they say, you should mention the podcast more. So I just say that I have the Stetzer Church Leaders podcast. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Okay. So the five leadership questions. All right. But so we were having a leadership conversation last episode. So we just put these back to back because we love Todd. And so, so Todd, let's personalize this. Okay. Cause you're transitioning out of Lifeway, as I have done, as others have done. So talk to us a little bit about how you're thinking about the transition. At the time of the recording this, you're still in that transition. How are you thinking about it? How are you functioning that way? Tell us about it.
Well, I have some questions for you too. Just because
you gotta answer mine first though.
I'll answer yours first. So, you know, This is an opportunity for me to put up or shut up, all the different things you would say. This is an opportunity for me to actually live out what I might have said on a podcast or two earlier. So when I think about transitioning well, I'm thinking about everything I do and what are the essential pieces that I'm doing moving forward. What does the ministry that I work for think those are? And then what do I think those are? And then trying to see if there's a way to marry those two things. But the big thing is setting, both the organization up well, and then other people in the organization on my team, and then the rest of the organization. How does that all, you know, kind of come together? So, with me, that looks like first it goes on a whiteboard. Well, first it goes on huge post-it notes. Then it goes on a whiteboard, and then it finally goes into Excel. And I really am auditing. Here's all the elements of what I of what we do. Here are the buckets, you know, that they kind of come under, and then here's the people that are the key stakeholders, if you will, that need to be communicated with. Here's who the handoff is going to be to. Here's the systems that it touches. In that case, it's both process in nature and then also sometimes technological in nature, where, you know, there's a specific software that goes with this that, you know, may hit my credit card. And so that's one of the minute details down here that I have to think about is, okay, well, to make sure that everybody continues to get their curriculum from Lifeway,
that's true.
in 2 months, that I need to make sure that that's transitioned to the right person. So there's no loss of ministry. There's no hiccup there. So those are really all the ways that I'm doing that right now from especially a systems piece.
Yeah. And I love it. You always, you know, we talked about this last episode, you always sort of do go to systems. It's just part of the way that you think. Why are you trying to leave well in an organization that transitions you? So talk to us about that a little bit, because I think that's an important question.
Well, I think whether you're talking about a position at a church, that's, you know, somewhere in the staff, or you're talking about a senior pastor or a planter, I think it does say a lot about you and how you leave an organization. And honestly, I don't see it as leaving. It's almost my status with the organization changes, because I mean, I grew up going to the Southern Baptist Convention. My dad had 2 weeks, you know, vacation a year. He was bivocational, and that's what we did. We went on vacation to the SBC. And so,
wow. I can't imagine that as a vacation, but okay. As somebody who works very hard to avoid attending any business meeting of any denomination, I just can't think of that as a fun zone, but okay.
Okay. So long story short, with all that, like, you know, understanding the impact and reach and resources of an organization like Likeway is what drew me to it in the first place. And so all of us, if we're doing it right, are thinking about our legacy is not just, you know, what we do. It's who, and in my case, also what was developed under my leadership. And so I don't know, like I take a big responsibility carrying that forward to make sure that I transition well. And I don't know, like, who knows what the future holds? I'm just feeling a call to do something different. And I don't know what that is yet. I've always transitioned from, you know, one place to someplace new or better. And that was really clear. And this is the first time in my life I've ever been like, well, I don't know what's next, but God has always been amazing in what he's provided. And I don't think it'll be any different this time. And I'm excited about seeing what that is.
Well, me too. And we all are, because we're big fans of what you do. For me, I've never, there's one place I really just needed to leave. I was serving at this place for about 3 years, and it was a bad fit. And the culture was, to me, just very negative. And I sort of was like very motivated to go. But, you know, that transition that comes from elsewhere is also sometimes a different experience. But I love the passion for leaving well. And I think that, you know, particularly in ministry, leaving well really matters, because, you know, people, there's a community and people like know one another. And, you know, I remember one person who really just was just very difficult to work with. And when I was in a leadership role in a denominational agency, very difficult person to work with, and, very, you know, very negative towards what we were doing. And then later on ended up becoming my employee. And so, you know, you just don't know what that will happen. And, you know, and so, for example, people know that Tom Rayner and I had a lot of difficulties when we worked together twice. The first time was a disaster, but the second time was actually quite, you know, I worked a decade of Lifeway with you and more. So, I mean, there is a sense that leaving well is a good thing for multiple reasons, but one of which is we're still going to know each other and be around one another.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's one of the things that I hope to do in the future is anybody that I've ever worked with, for the most part, I would really love to continue to work with. And so, you know, I think it says a lot more about you than it does about the organization if you don't leave well. So one of the questions I have for you that I mentioned earlier when we first started this conversation is, how do you, like, what's the length of time that you have found is a good length of time to be in transition, where people know that you're leaving? Because you had mentioned in the last episode, you felt like you stayed too long in the first the first time. So talk a little bit about that and what you've learned.
Yeah, well, I offered them for months. I said, well, it takes some months to do transition. And that was a mistake. So here's what every situation can be different. But what I say is tell your elders 3 months ahead of time and tell your church 1 month ahead of time is a pretty good transition. Because immediately they have to start making decisions. And if you're, particularly as a church planner, if you're the church planner, they are going to look to you. And then when they can't look to you, that can be frustrating for them and more. So that's typically what I say is 3 months and 1 month. But I first time it was 6 months, and I actually accelerated it. I said, listen, you guys probably need to be doing this. And part of it, I was what? I planted that church when I was 21, left when I was 26, 27. I didn't know. But then when I was in Erie, because we had a successor, it was about 3 months, and then publicly maybe a month and a half to the church. And then after that was, about that time period. Well, we maybe knew a little bit longer on our elders. And then about that timetable publicly to the church, Nashville was a little longer because, I was, when you leave, Lifeway, where I was leaving Lifeway at the time, you sort of like have to let people know earlier. And so it was a little bit longer, but I stayed and I kind of moved from being the senior pastor, being teaching pastor as much as they wanted me during the transition. But the guy who was my successor there, who was already running the church, so that was easier. But again, right. My situations are a little different because the last few church plants, I tended to be working full time somewhere else. But that's kind of, do you have any advice for what you give pastors for timetables?
No, I think that's great advice. The 3-in-1 is pretty much what my current plan, my current trajectory is right now. So I don't have anything to add to that. Again, this is the first time I've been in a situation where I don't know where I'm going. Honestly, that's the most difficult part, is people find it just really strange that you don't know where you're. So you're leaving, but you don't know where you're going. Oh, you must.
Good point. Yeah.
You must hate your job. And I'm like, no.
Right.
Or you must hate the organization. No. You must hate the leaders. No. I'm friends with the leaders and plan to be in the future. So it's just that's the most difficult thing for me, is because people that know me expect me to have what's next, and or at least to know whether or not I want to go back to local church and be an executive pastor, or whether I want to stay in the nonprofit space and work on the church versus being in a church. And I'm still wrestling with that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too, because, and this is something that just comes later, is like when I had kind of decided I was open to leaving Wheaton, I sort of had to let people know. It's not something you do in quiet when you're, right. Whatever I am. But it is something you can do, as a church planner. And I do think that giving your elders time to prepare, whatever your leadership structure is, vestry, board, I don't know, session, deacons, whatever, giving them time to prepare, I think is a key thing as well. But one of the things we didn't talk, I wanted to ask you this in the last episode. How do you prepare your successor, but the leaders that are there emotionally? Because again, this is what I wasn't ready for. I wasn't ready for the sense of betrayal at the very first church. Gosh, this is like 30 years from now, and I still remember it. I still remember it. Because I led most of these people to Christ, and then they were like, well, you're told us you wouldn't leave, and you're leaving. So, and then, that sense of they've got a rally. How do you prepare them for that and walk them through some of those challenges?
The weird thing is, it's kind of like the stages of grief. I can't remember the stages of grief off the top of my head, but it's a grieving process for some of these people, because in a very similar way, it's not like you're dead to me, but,
right, sure.
but you're going to be gone. And so they're going to respond the same way that we would see, someone grieving the loss of one of their loved ones. Sometimes they are angry. Sometimes they're just sad or really disappointed or appear to be depressed, whatever. And so I would say, handling it well is trying to help them walk through what those stages are. The difficult thing for me is my personality and who I am. I typically don't have a lot of, I have friendships that remain, and have a wealth of friendships over the course of a lifetime, but how close you are to some of those people, you sometimes don't realize that they are closer to you than you are to them. And I think that that's why they may struggle with a little bit more, and they're staying and you're going to something new.
Right. Fascinating. Well, again, a great conversation with my old friend. I guess we've known each other for more than a decade, maybe close to two. My old friend, you were young when I got to know you. So.
You were too.
I know. I miss those days. I miss someone asked me the other day, what do I miss most about being young? And I said, not having a sore back every day. So, but that's another story for another day. Good to see you, Todd. And thanks everyone for listening to the New Churches podcast.
You've been listening to the New Churches podcast, brought to you by Send Network. If you like what you heard, take a few minutes to rate and review us or share this episode with a friend. It's the best way to show your support. To find more reliable resources to start your new church well, visit newchurches.com.